Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back to my channel. My name is Deonta Nicolette, and on my channel, we chat everything spirituality, wellness, and lifestyle. And today, we're talking about three steps, or just three tips, to manifesting anything you want. So if this is something you're interested in learning how to do, go ahead and grab yourself a little snack. It's never a bad time for a snack. So if you want one, go ahead and grab yourself one, get yourself a beverage, of course, stay hydrated. Okay, key tip for 2023, we're staying hydrated all year, period, point blank, period. Go ahead and get your beverage, your snack, and let's dive into the video. I have a podcast episode where I talk about goal setting, and I talk about how important it is to be intentional and very clear about your goals and the things that you are aiming to manifest. And this is essentially the first step. When we talk about manifestation, we obviously want to remember that the world is our oyster, right? We can literally have and experience anything that we want, but it's also up to us to be clear and intentional about what it is that we want to manifest. So instead of being like, okay, I want to live a good life, it's like, let's define what a good life is to you. Let's define what a soft girl life is. Let's define what luxury is. Let's define what amazing is. Otherwise, I mean, that's kind of vague, and it's like, it could be interpreted in multiple different ways by the universe or by God. So it's really up to you to be clear and define what it is that looks like for you. So the biggest key to this is writing down monthly goals and manifestations, which is like my favorite thing to do, okay? So before any new month starts, I like to sit down and take some time and actually reflect on the past month, what it is that I experienced, what it is that I went through that I liked, didn't like, what it is that I want to call in for the next month. And I feel like when we start a new year, I think it's really fun because not only are you thinking about what it is that you want to manifest for the month of January 2023, but you're also thinking about how it is you want your entire year to look. Now, thinking about 1 year, 5 year, 10-year plans or goals can be a bit daunting. You know, 5 years is a long time, okay? 5 years is giving half a decade. It's giving maybe about to be all types of grown in 5 years. So it can be really hard to figure out like what it is you want to manifest in 5 years or 10 years. But what I encourage you to do is think about the type of life that you imagine yourself living. You don't have to have the exact like, okay, this is going to be my job and I'm going to make this amount of money and I'm going to have this many kids and I'm going to be doing this. Like, you don't have to have the exact way it's going to look, but just think about the overall vibes of like your future, your big vision, the life that you know you want to live and manifest, and work backwards from there. So if for you, it's important to be an entrepreneur, what does it look like to work backward from that big goal and that big vision and create a yearly goal and then a monthly goal from that? And then, yeah, essentially like you're breaking it down, okay? So one of my goals and one of the things that I personally want to work on is my YouTube channel. I feel like I've had this goal for the longest amount of time. I do think it's really cool if you have a goal or a dream or a vision that you've had for a really long time, because once it's consistent, it shows you that that thing is something that you really do want. So for me, YouTube is on my list of annual goals for 2023. So what I did was I looked at that big goal that I have for YouTube for 2023, and then I broke that down into monthly goals. And from there, I was able to pull out and extract a goal for January 2023 based on that bigger goal that I have for the entire year. So just get clear on that vision, get clear on what you want. And I also like to say, when you're writing these things down, I always call it my goals and manifestation list, because it's a mix of things that I can control in some ways and a lot of things that I can't. So for example, when I set certain wellness goals, like going to the gym a certain amount of times per week, or making sure I incorporate protein in every single meal that I eat, things like that, those are pretty much things that I can control. I can control how often I am going to the gym, of course, unless like something were to happen, like the gym were to just like close goes down one day for some reason, like I wouldn't be able to control that. But for the most part, I can control going to the gym. For the most part, I can control my diet and incorporating more protein, things like that. But for something like, you know, gaining a certain amount of subscribers on YouTube, that's not fully within my control. What I can control is how often I'm uploading. What I can control is the quality of my content. What I can control is my output, but I can't necessarily control what it is people do once I put that out there. So that's why I always call it like my goals and manifestations list, because it's a mix of things that I know I can control and a mix of things that are not within my control, but that I really want to attract and that I feel are aligned with the specific actions that I will take, if that makes sense. First step is to get clear, make sure that you know what it is that you want to manifest, what it is that you're calling in, and literally make a list of this, write it down, pen to paper. I often write my goals down in my phone. It's like one of my favorite things to do is like put it in notes in my phone. But I also started this year going back to actually writing down my goals, pen to paper. There's something really powerful about creating a ritual or a specific time that you set aside where you're journaling and you're writing down these things. And it just does something different. Okay. So trust me on this, get yourself a journal and get yourself a space where you can write these things down and do that every single month. Okay. So the next thing that I want y'all to do is going to also become a bit of a habit. And this is going to be to read out those monthly goals and manifestations every single night. I want this to be something that you actually feel excited to do. Let's talk about gratitude for a second. Let's take a second to shift over to the discussion of gratitude. And when we talk about gratitude, often there's this push for people to want to practice gratitude on a daily basis in order to, you know, manifest what they want. So it's kind of like doing the gratitude practice for the sake of calling in more things or for the sake of, you know, having this result of feeling more positive, feeling more, you know, whatever. And I think gratitude is incredibly important. Like, don't get me wrong, but I don't necessarily feel like making gratitude such a ritualized practice is the best thing, because there are days where you wake up and honestly, you ain't feeling like saying you're grateful for nothing. And it be like that sometimes. They really do. So I feel like gratitude as a practice is a lot more powerful when you actually feel that gratitude, when you're not just sitting there like, I'm grateful I woke up this morning. I'm grateful for the food that I have to eat. I'm grateful for my Nespresso pod. And it's like, you're not feeling it. You're just saying these empty sentences. So in the same way, I want you to take that understanding of gratitude and like this understanding that it is more powerful when you practice it authentically and when it kind of comes out, like when it's just like bursting out of you. So there are times when, you know, I'm driving to the grocery store and I have this overwhelming feeling of gratitude for my car or for the fact that the grocery store is not that far away or for the fact that I can afford to go buy groceries, things like that. There are times where I'm chatting with a friend and I'm feeling grateful for that connection. And it's not necessarily a thing where it's a ritualized practice of me being like, okay, I'm going to be grateful because it's 6 a.m. Like that's my gratitude practice time. But it is something that I practice daily and often, but more so just going off of when it feels right to practice that, if that makes sense. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2,
and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out. Lately, life as a 29-year-old woman has been a crazy whirlwind of deadlines, social events, and trying to maintain some semblance of balance. But you know what's always going to throw me for a loop every single time? Mood swings, the bloating, the sleepless nights that can take a toll on you at any point in your cycle. This is where Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth comes in to help me feel more balanced, especially when I'm battling those monthly sleepless nights or dealing with the annoying bloating. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And if you don't know, adaptogens can help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Any woman dealing with symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas can take this. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is committed to using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. Here's to feeling more balanced, rested, and ready to conquer anything and everything that comes our way.
Way, I want y'all to take that knowledge and apply it to what I just said. So I did say weed it every single day. However, I feel like this is something that you want to do every single day if it calls to you every single day. So I literally have my goals and manifestations list in my office. And oftentimes I'm working a bit late into the evening and it's still out on my desk, you know, on my little notebook that I have. And as I'm wrapping up work, I usually grab my notebook and I will read off my goals and manifestations. And it's something where it's become a habitual practice for me to kind of like end my workday doing that because the journal is there and I'm about to leave anyways. I'm kind of tidying up my desk, so I happen to see it there. So it kind of becomes habitual in that way. During this practice, what's really important is that as you are reading through your goals and manifestations that you've written out for that month, that you are truly feeling into them. So again, it's kind of like combining the gratitude practice with this practice of reading out your goals and manifestations. So as I read through my January 2023 goals and manifestations, I'm feeling like, yo, I'm so excited for this stuff to happen. So instead of me reading it and being like, okay, I am grateful for manifesting this sponsorship or whatever the case is, like I'm allowing myself to feel grateful and excited. Like, look at all the things that I've accomplished in January. Look at all the things that have happened. Look at all the blessings that have come into my life in just 1 month. Like, we're not even literally like a third into 2023, and look at all the things that have happened. So it's kind of like reading through it and allowing yourself to sit in that future moment and sit in the knowing that it's already happened and you're allowing yourself to celebrate right now. And I think doing that, it's just super fun. Like, first of all, like who doesn't want to get excited about the things that they're manifesting? But it really is this practice of combining, again, just reading out the goals and manifestations. You don't have to read it out loud if you don't want to. I will read it out loud sometimes. I'll read it in my head sometimes. Combining that with gratitude plus visualization, because as I'm sitting there and reading through this list, I'm literally seeing it play out like a movie in my head, and I'm allowing myself to feel that gratitude. So that's the second thing you're going to want to do, okay? Now, the third thing you're going to want to do, the girlies have been chatting this up all over the internet, apparently, okay? I'm no longer really on TikTok, so, you know, excuse me if I'm out of the loop. I feel like I'm like out of the loop with all the things these days, and it really is just, you know, I have mixed feelings on it. I truly, truly do. But I will say, I do know about this new thing where we are allowing ourselves to be delusional. Let me just say this. That is amazing. That is amazing. I'm so here for it. I'm so here for it. I was chatting with a friend about this the other day and I was like, okay. I go, this practice of being delusional is one of my favorite things because I found in my life that the moments where I live a very delusional existence lead to my best moments, lead to me manifesting the things that I want in such beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ways. And the thing is, you know, delusion is fun, but it can also be scary because when you are you know, living in delusion, you're essentially allowing yourself to have blind faith. That's all it is. It's just blind faith. It's you being like, okay, you know, I don't have the money right now. I don't have the opportunity right now. I don't have this in front of me, but I'm going to trust that it's coming. I'm going to trust that, baby, I'm going to experience it. Who am I to say exactly how this will unfold? And who am I to say that this won't unfold simply because I can't see the way that it will unfold? So I remember in my goals and manifestations for January 2023, the last one that I wrote down was that I went on the best date that I've ever been on this month. I remember writing that down and feeling incredibly delusional because at the time that I wrote it down, I wasn't talking to anyone. So that's number one. There was like no one for me to even be like, oh, I'm going to be going on a date with this person. And number two, if you listen to my podcast or have watched any of the podcast episodes on my channel, you would know that, like, you know, dating right now or dating has been a bit of a struggle. The streets are giving messy. They're giving garbage. Maybe it's just not giving at all. I feel like when I wrote that down, it was very much allowing myself to live in a moment of delusion because it was something that I wrote down that wasn't very much in line with my past. So you have to almost look at your past as like a separate thing and be like, okay, those are the things that I experienced yesterday, last year, last month, whatever. Like that was old me, but baby, this version of me right here, she don't care about the past. She's going to manifest what she going to manifest, period. And it doesn't matter if it doesn't logically seem to fit with what I've experienced in the past. So when I wrote down that specific manifestation, it was very much like me ignoring all of the incredible amounts of trauma that I have sustained out here on these streets dating. And I just wrote it down. I was like, okay, this is what it is. And I kid you not, y'all, I went on a date, what was it? Like a week into January. And that was the best date that I've ever been on. And I remember telling this person that because one thing about me, I'm gonna just overshare. So, I mean, that's that. But I remember telling them and I remember getting so excited because I was just like, wow, like, when you write something down and when you truly are delusional, when you truly sit with that belief of like, this is going to happen. I don't know how. I literally see no proof here. And then it comes to be and it literally comes and manifests. It gives you such a powerful reminder that you are able to co-create anything. You are able to manifest anything. And even if you write something down and it seems so far-fetched and it seems so insane and you're just like, I don't know how this is going to happen and I don't know when it's going to happen and I just don't know anything. It can and it will happen if you truly believe it will, because some of the other things I wrote down on that list have also come to be. And it's literally wild me reading through that list. It's January 17th. And I want to say 4 out of the 6 things that I've written down on that list have manifested. And one of them might not, but I mean, who am I to say? Because baby, it's not January 31st just yet. It can definitely happen before that time. Be delusional. And it really isn't delusion, to be quite honest with you, because at the end of the day, everything is working out in your favor. Even when something doesn't go the way that you wanted to go, even when you are rejected, even when you get fired, even when something ends that you're not wanting to end, there's a saying for this, and it's rejection is God's protection, and that's exactly what it is. When things don't work out for you, it doesn't mean that you don't deserve them. It doesn't mean that something has gone wrong. It doesn't mean that you won't ever get something like that. It just means that there's something out there that's better aligned for you, whether you are thinking too small and you need to think bigger, okay? Or whether it's the case that that thing is just not aligned for you and you can't see the danger that would exist if you were to have that thing, just know that whenever it doesn't work out the way that you want it to, it's because there's something so, so, so much better in store for you. So really hope this helps. I feel like these are things that you guys already know. And I don't know, for me, sometimes it is helpful to hear someone reiterate the things that I already know deep down, because it just reminds me that yes, I'm on the right path, even if I'm, you know, making very small progress every single day, or even if it's like the things that I am manifesting, I don't see how they're going to come to fruition. I don't see how they're going to be. It's just a reminder to keep going, keep holding that vision, keep living in that delusion. And literally, I'm telling you, just prepare yourself for all the things things coming your way, baby girl, okay? Baby boy, baby everyone's. Just prepare yourself for all the things that are coming your way, all the good things that you are going to experience this year and beyond. I feel like 2023, I don't know, maybe it's just because I've had like a good couple, 2 weeks into the year, but like, I feel such an enormous amount of gratitude for this year and everything it's going to bring. And I'm just so excited. And like, hold that knowing in your heart that this is going to be an amazing year. Don't be afraid to declare that it's going to be your best year yet, because it is going to be your best year yet. Like, just own it, okay? Own it. So that is it, my loves. I really hope that these three tips, three steps, three reminders are super helpful for y'all. And I will chat with you in the very next podcast episode. All the things. I'll chat with y'all soon. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.